everybody. Welcome back to another episode of State of the Shoonian. I'm your co-host, Ryan Landry.
I'm your other co-host, Tanner Young.
It's a little bit more than halfway into the year, already looking to be better than last year if you're just talking the whole scope of it in general.
In general, the world. Healing.
But you know, the content barrel running on empty, we're scraping the bottom of it here. What's easy content to do halfway through the year, Tanner?
That's a halfway through the year list. I mean,
halfway through the year, best of the year so far. We're each going to hit you with our top three sneaker releases of the year so far.
Obviously.
And honorable mentions.
Gotta have it.
Limited to one honorable mention each. We're taking some feedback from the audience here. We've learned and improved. I have my own Google Doc with 10 honorable mentions, but for your ears, I'm only sharing one honorable mention.
There you go. If anything, give shout-outs to Amanda for having to hear the other 9 honorable mentions and full detail.
They're not getting recorded anymore. They're still getting verbalized, though. I guess that's the important distinction here.
Yeah, the universe is hearing them. And specifically, Amanda is hearing them.
Okay, we can let behind the curtains a little bit here. It's worth noting that I think Tanner and I really only got brought up to speed on this in the past 5 minutes, that's what this week's episode was going to be. Mm-hmm. Tanner, give the people a little bit of insight. How hard was it for you to put together a top three releases of the year so far? Have there been too many things competing for your attention? Have there been not enough things even worth considering? What's it like?
I honestly would say it's right in the middle, but a really good in the middle. So
there hasn't been
too many things that were some serious heat and a lot of hype. And there haven't been a ton of stuff that's just been real sleepers. It's honestly been a lot of really good shoes that have been put out. Probably if you wanted, could have easily gotten on release day with a nice, again, sprinkle of both of some serious actual hype and then a sprinkle of kind of like some meh material. But I thought so far, honestly, pretty good. Not difficult to do a top three. Honestly, if you're a listener to Say the Shoonian and you listen to our ham sandwich episodes, this list is going to be, you're going to know what's on this list. We've talked
about
these.
You're probably going to see it coming.
Yeah.
Let me ask you real quick, as a bowler, can I get the analogy? If the heaters of the year, let's consider those strikes. Mm-hmm. And I might already be showing my naivete. I mean, like, strike is best thing in bowling. You might be like, okay, actually. But anyways, okay, let's say the heaters of the years are strikes.
Yep.
The sleepers of the year, and not the good sleepers, but just the bad stuff, those are gutter balls. What would you consider your list then? What's in between?
In between? I mean, probably the easiest to go along with that analogy would be a spare. But honestly, I would say probably as a right-hander, picking up like maybe a seven pin spare. So for a right-hander that's bowling to the left side of the lane, not the easiest. So it feels good. It's not as an easy spare as maybe your 10 pin. So it's like a 7-10 spare.
Yeah.
You should be able to pick it up. If you were like a moderately average bowler, but it still kind of feels, it's a little bit extra special.
The 7-10 spare, is that the same thing as the 7-10 split? Like, is it the field goal pins?
Just the seven.
Oh, just the seven. Okay, not just the seven and the ten. Because the 7-10 split, the field goal, and granted, my knowledge of bowling is based from the Disney original Alley Cats, but I'm made to believe that's the most difficult thing you can do in bowling. You have to spin the ball and push it very slowly.
It is absolutely the most difficult thing. I think a female bowler was the first person to pick it up on like national television or in a large tournament. I don't think it's ever been on a tournament scale. Now, it's very rare that on a big tournament it happens, and even rare that it's going to get picked up.
Fair
really
enough.
Devolving okay. from our shoe podcast, but I can very much go into
okay.
it.
Okay, but hey, bowling shoes. We're back. I just segued us there.
Boom.
That's a 2 second segue. That's quicker than any tour you'll take in San Francisco. Okay,
ooh,
not a bad reference. Okay, okay, Cash Money Records. I'm right here. You're looking to sign someone. Not a lot of street cred. Okay, let's get into our halfway through 2021 list. We're gonna start with the honorable mentions here. Like we said, it's going to be restricted, it's going to be throttled, it's going to be limited to one each.
Yeah.
All those verbs should tell you how I feel about only giving you one here. Okay.
Yeah, it still scares me because every time you've said honorable mention, you've always put it
plural.
You've been putting an S. Yeah.
That's because I think in terms of us.
Okay.
You and I.
All right.
That's wholesome. That's cute. Okay. You want to go first?
Yeah, I'll go first with the
honorable
mention.
That's how much I think in terms of us. I put you first.
He's a caring person, honestly. Too much.
Hit me with it.
All right, I'll mention it is something that actually just recently left our lips. We just spoke it. It was the Lego and Adidas collab with the Superstar. I thought this was an honorable mention. If you listened to our most previous episode, you would know how much we both enjoyed it. I think the attention to detail is really good. Again, for Adidas to make a really good collab without being super lazy. And then, honestly, the fact that you get that they made like a Lego version of the shoe is also just, I think, really good detail and something good for collection. I think it's a good honorable mention, not something that I'm wanting to go after, but I still think it was, as a creation, very unique, and I thought they did a really good job. So, my honorable mention. Yeah. How do you think I'm starting the list off? Do you think it's okay? Well, do you think it's worthy of honorable?
It's good. It's a good honorable mention because, like, for the past year, we've been, like, not without justice, dogging Adidas collaboration so hard. Yeah. But it comes from a place of love. If you love something so much and you want the underdog, not that they're necessarily the underdog, but, like, you root for them and you're like, come on, I know you. I've seen you guys do better. This is not your best. We're the tough coach. Okay,
that's true.
And they're the kid that's fallen off the wagon. They're all smacked up on the arm candy nowadays. That's drugs. Sorry, Dad. I don't know if you know those terms. And we know they can do better. And they finally got clean. They're shooting for the 4.0 in school. They're shooting for the 4.0 on the court as well. And finally, we're getting the Adidas Lego Superstar. No, I think it's well-deserved as an honorable mention. I hope it's a sign of what's to come. Don't let that progress fall by the wayside.
Please. Please. Adidas.
Okay. Let me tell you what I've got. Ed, I don't really have as good of a reason for it as you do, but I'm going to stand by it. My honorable mention would have to be the Jordan 1 UNCs that came out not that long ago. Looks just like a Chicago colorway, Chicago color blocking, but the red is traded for blue. My two favorite things about that shoe are, you know, it looks good. It's very easy to pair with an outfit. And anytime it's brought up, it'll rile up Tanner's hate for the University of North Carolina and Nike's incessant need to keep bringing up that Michael Jordan once played there in his career.
You got it.
You know, not going to pay the resale for those because it's too much just in general for like a pretty simple non-collaboration. Not that great of a story, Jordan 1, but it's a clean looking shoe and I enjoy seeing them anytime I see them out there.
Okay. All right. Not bad. I think it's fair for an honorable mention.
Yeah. A nice little warm up, you know? Nothing special, nothing crazy, but worth talking about.
Okay. Not bad.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Hey, Chance the Rapper, why don't you give me your three over there? What do you got coming in?
All right. Coming in at number three. Might be a little bit of a surprise, but maybe not. It is a Dunk. Okay. Mm-hmm. And it's coming out of my boy's second favorite city. I don't really know.
Oh,
it's coming out of Chicago. This is the Notre Dunk, that had came out at the very, very beginning, of this year. You know, they gave us two colorways, which I thought was great.
Which one are we talking here?
If I had to favor one, it would be more of the denim one, rather than the, I don't really know.
Orwood is what the kids are calling it.
I was like beige, something like that, but Orwood, yeah.
That's the talk of someone who's got this in their save searches on eBay.
There you go. Orwood. Yeah, exactly. Getting those dings.
those notifications. You
know, getting the homage to the working class, I thought was really nice. I think these really grew on me. It wasn't it's not a shoe regret. Actually, I did go after these, so
yeah,
but not super hard, but did go after them. So not a shoe regret, but I think looking at these with some time has been like, oh, you know what? These are actually pretty clean. Yeah. I think that these came together really well. I think the denim colorway looks a little bit more cohesive with the theme than the Orwood.
I would agree. Yeah.
But I think both of them still very good colorways. I do love me some Dunks, and so that's why I thought this one fit a number three, just because I would actually want to cop over the Adidas honorable mention.
The good news about these, if you do still have your eye on them, and I saw someone point this out online the other day, and like it's very easy to notice if you know to look for it. Nike Dunk Highs are not getting the hype and love that Nike Dunk Lows are getting. So, like,
well,
these and Turduckens are the two that come to mind. And I have special box Turduckens. if you look at the resale price on those, they haven't spiked like crazy, even though the special packaging for the turduckens is like out of this world good.
Yeah.
Dunk highs just are not what people want as much as dunk lows, which is
Travis
good
Scott's
news
not
for
wearing
like
them.
Us. Not yet. He's not. Watch out. Not. But that's good news for people like us that might want to go back and pick up some of these dunk highs. I think, Orwoods are not terribly crazy right now. I think they're like at the 300 price point, which,
that's,
you know,
not bad. I mean, for
dunk,
resale,
I get, yeah, but for resale, you got to take it with a grain of salt these days.
Exactly. Yeah. Honestly, if I'm looking at buying resale for a shoe, I'm kind of 300 is almost what I'm assuming kind of that starting price point is
to the barrier prepare to yourself. Entry.
Exactly. Right. Yeah. So, yeah, I thought that was a pretty simple, nice little slide into number three. What are you thinking? What do you got over there cooking up for your numero uno dos tres?
There it is. I like that. Spanish live on the air. Well, listen, if that's your slide in, I'm going to slip and slide in.
Oh.
And once I get off the slip and slide, I'm going to need to dry off. And I'm going to do that with the Adidas and South Park Towley Campus 80s. Right.
Yeah.
Listen, I don't know why this shoe works, but it does. It's a great collaboration. It's definitely better than Nike's Maui Wowie 420 release this year. The details on it are great. The little color changing eyes on it are great. I still don't know if I can wear a purple chenille swoosh stitched shoe all over. I think I said chenille swoosh. I say that every time, and it's an Adidas. That's how far the brand loyalty goes, but I'm trying to break it here. Okay.
Hey, there you go.
It's a good-looking shoe. The attention to detail is great. I think it was a funny concept, and it's one of those ones that's like, I like when the 420 shoes are like, if you know the reference, you can pick up on why it is,
yeah.
But if not, it just looks like something you can be wearing all the time, you know?
True, true.
So for me, when like you see the Vans or whoever come out with like weed leaves plastered all over the side of the shoe, I'm like, I get what it is.
Mm, yeah.
You don't have to dumb it down for me that much, but I like these.
Yeah, I think it's... I don't know. It's always nice to be able to, as someone who isn't, you know, in that world of just, you know, the stoner life.
Right. You being don't practice able to Santeria?
Not currently. You know what I mean?
My license expired. I was practicing. Yeah, I used to have an office and everything, but
there you go.
No longer practicing.
It's nice to be able to wear the 420 merch without it just having just, like you said, just the cannabis leaves all over it, or 420 blared everywhere.
I can wear it to the 4th of July cookout and not have to explain it to my uncle.
Exactly. There you go.
At this point in my life, the less I have to explain to him, the better, honestly.
Yeah. I mean, hey, look, you're not wrong. You're not wrong.
We all got that uncle.
We do all got an uncle. Well, maybe not all of us.
Maybe not all of us. Rest in peace, your uncle, I guess. All right, that's our number threes. I think a pretty solid little foundation building there, but I'm gonna challenge you, Rob Snyder, on this one. I want your deuce. What's coming in at
deuce?
Number two?
My
that
deuce,
reference
deuce.
Is because he was in a movie, Deuce Bigelow,
deuce
European
Bigelow.
Gigolo. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Rob Snyder, he's a stapler. Okay, well, not everyone out there is a Schneiderhead, you know?
So
I gotta break it down.
Yeah, yeah. Wait,
number
who
two.
The weasel?
Wait, what?
The weasel? Was that Rob Snyder? The weasel?
What weasel?
There's like an actor. What's his name? His
in that movie?
No.
Oh, I'm Vin Weasel. No. He's Fast and Furious. Vin Weasel?
There you go.
Okay, yeah. Yeah. Fast and Furious. That's different from Deuce Bigelow, European Gigolo. I get the franchises confused sometimes too, but no, that's Vin Weasel.
They blend. Yeah. You could say I have a denim-esque theme going on so far.
Okay.
No denim on this shoe, but it kind of does look like denim. Uh-huh. For my number two is a Air Max 90 Obsidian Cork.
Okay. Hold, please. I'm going to fire up the Google machine here. You go ahead and talk.
Okay, go ahead. Yes, I think this is a beautiful shoe. Nike going ahead and having cork accents sprinkled throughout the shoe. Nice dark cork, light cork. And then they have a like super dark navy that is essentially covering the entire shoe. Like I said, it looks denim. I don't think denim is the actual material used, but it is giving me that vibe for the shoe. It's an Air Max, which, you know, we absolutely love. And then kind of on the tongue, you've got...
Not only is it an Air Max, it's an Air Max 90.
Yeah,
only 90s kids are going to remember that one.
Yeah. So, you know, it just hits all of the things that, that I think are great. And then, you know, on the tongue, you've got a nice, like tree branch coming up. It does have a mini Nike swoosh on the tongue. So kind of, again, overbranding with the Nike swooshes. But I'm okay with this one. And
you
I think
more than the allotted two swooshes on a Nike shoe, you're going to have Tanner at your front door 9 a.m. Monday morning. Start of business hours. He's going to let you have the weekend. He's not going to disturb you. He's respectful. But first thing, business hours on Monday, you're going to see him there.
And let me tell you what, I'm gonna give you all, everyone listening to this right now, if you love the Air Max 90, or if you were like, I need an Air Max in my collection, I think you should absolutely get this shoe. You can buy it right now, brand new dead stock, for under retail.
Wow.
That's insane. That's so great news. You can absolutely buy this shoe right now. I honestly may end up buying this shoe after the episode. So if you were thinking about getting an Air Max, this is a really beautiful one. It's a cork shoe, which I just think is a really cool aspect on a shoe. Nike's done cork with the Air Max 90 and Air Maxes plenty of times. But you can get this shoe right now, dead stock, under sticker price. And you just, that like never happens.
Quick shout out to Cork. Just cork in general, doing a lot of work over the years. Yeah. I've only had one pair of shoes with cork insoles, a pair of React 87s, 85s. Mm. I forget what the see-through Reacts were called. Cork insoles, so comfy, so much more comfy. I never thought I like had that much of an insole preference because I have big, flat, just monster feet that like no arch support. I can't feel anything that's going on down there.
Yeah.
But yeah, cork insoles, that's the way, man.
Okay. I mean, I guess it makes sense. Probably, you know, real light. Nice and seems like give it a good support. And then I would imagine probably really good for if you have a lot of sweat. You know, if you sweat a lot.
I think they're very odor absorbing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, it would do really well. So I think it's a good number two. Like I said, a lot of great things that hit number two.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Okay. Well deserved. I think I love this whole like plant collection pack that Nike's done. I think the rollout and release of it has been a little kind of like disjointed at times. Like certain shoes have just started showing up in shelves and then like other ones have not yet, but there hasn't really been any release info. I thought there would be a more cohesive release, like one whole collection coming out at once, but seems like they're kind of spreading them out. So keep your eyes out though. The whole collection's good, but I'd say these are definitely a shining star in there.
I agree.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Well, what do you got? When you're leaving the club and you're chunking up the deuce, what are you wearing on your feet?
Tell you what I'm wearing. I'm wearing something we've already talked about. The Nike Notra Dunk High coming in at my number two.
Wow. So listen,
Tanner and I didn't discuss the list ahead of time.
So no, we didn't. Yeah.
I was very pleased and excited to hear you bring it up on yours. It's on mine as well. Slightly bit higher. Orwood colorway for me. I talked about earlier. That is one of my saved eBay searches. Just waiting for the right price, waiting for funds to clear up in other areas of life.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a good one. I love the attention to detail on those. I think it was kind of one of the first dunks this year that kind of really was Nike's like foray into saying, hey, we're going to do like some heavy collaborations this year and we're going to let the collaborators like really have a lot of like creative input. Like these, the Bodega dunks, which like people didn't love those either. But I think it's a great shoe. I love the attention to detail on it. I'm biased because it's a shop from Chicago, but that's my bias and I'm going to take it with me to the grave.
Hey, there you go. Don't they have like instead of like a Nike swoosh, it's like hands like shaking hands or something like that.
That's part of their logo because Notra did a Vans in 2020, maybe late 2019, and the Vans little swoosh on the side. It's not a swoosh. The Vans stripe on the side. They did the interlocking hands as well. So that's been part of their like branding.
Wow, yeah.
I love that. I love that little attention to detail there.
Yeah, that's just wild. Like you said, I mean, we've talked about it a couple times. Just Nike within the recent years, past 2-3 years, definitely letting other companies play with their logo. Which has just been really interesting to see. But I think it's played out really well. I think when they let the companies do that, they honestly have really big hitters. So hopefully it is signs to come for Nike to hopefully keep doing that, letting people have creative freedom with even the Nike logo.
We'll see. Things are crazy. Times are crazy. 2020 was crazy, but 2021's getting even crazier. Just not in not in the whole pandemic regard. Well, maybe Delta strains, kind of a whole thing. Get your vaccination if you don't already have it.
Come on now.
I'm not afraid to get political.
It shouldn't be.
Hey, speaking of political, who's your number one candidate? Who do you number got one up there? Standing on the podium, delivering the State of the Shunion to a loving audience. That's right. That's
State
right.
of the Shunion. Yeah. My number one, a little bit, I guess you could also say biased, because I actually was able, thanks to you, to pick up this shoe. My number one for halfway through the year 2021 is, again, another Air Max 90, but this is the 2021 Bacon.
Yeah.
I just think that the material is honestly just crisp. It is high class the entire way around. The shoe is a really good if you want to add a lot of bright colors. So if you are someone like me who's kind of a little wearisome of adding a predominantly white shoe, I think this gives a lot of freedom to it. It was nice that you got technically two sets of extra laces, but one of the sets was in kind of like a freezer sealed bag, which I thought was really cool to add to the Bacon. Like I said, all the material in the shoe is just great. It's extremely comfortable to wear. I think the materials move well, even being dead stock. They feel like you've worn that shoe for a bit. So a lot of nice bright colors. I think it's a really good summer shoe as well. And again, I'm a sucker for a 90. So this one was my number one. And honestly, the thing that had me put this one above the my number two was just simply because I actually ended up picking it up. Yeah. And I was like, man, seeing it in person and actually being able to hold it, I was like, that just honestly, it changes a shoe for a lot of for a long time. When I first looked at this shoe, I was like, ah, it's a pretty cool shoe. But then when we did the interview with Blaine and being able to see it, that changed my entire outlook on it.
That's a story I don't think we've been able to tell yet, because Blaine's interview episode wasn't out yet. Or maybe we kind of alluded to it. But when we met up with Blaine in New Orleans to film his interview, go watch it if you haven't yet. You can find it on our YouTube. It was in the Politics second location, and they just finished doing like a build out for Air Max Day. So they had the Air Max 90 Bacon there sitting on the shelf. And I remember in between shots, and like there was a point where like he let us in and then he left to go. I think he would go get brunch or something with his family. And we were just sitting there setting up, and I just kept picking them up, and I'd be like, I need to get these. I'm going to need to get my hands on these. Yeah. In hand, so much better than online, I would agree.
Yeah, it was definitely crazy. That definitely made me want to go after these. And I really, really went after the Bacons. Sadly struck out, but I think we did talk about this already, that you hit twice. So Ryan was able to bless me with one of the pairs. So that was really great. And yeah, I think that's what kind of gave it the bump to the number one for me.
Man, this is the face of someone that realized he left that one off his list and he should not have. Of like, boy, it's not going to be my number one. I'm going to keep my number one where my number one is. But this, that actually probably should be my number two. We'll bump the Notras down to number three, and we'll bump the Towelies down to honorable mention. The Jordan 1 UNCs are now off the list. Yeah.
Okay.
Man.
Last second.
I'm literally sitting right in front of the Bacons, and I was like, okay, what shoes came out? Did I get any shoes that came out this year? Wow. Okay.
And there they were. All right. Well, these weren't good enough for your number one, what is holding the crown?
It's another eBay save search, I'll tell you that right now. Not sponsored, but if they ever want to reach out and throw some bucks our way, we will gladly take it.
Thank you.
Coming in, my king of the hill. Should be no surprise if you read the last zine that we did. It will be the Ama Menier Jordan 3. Mm-hmm. Man, just such a good looking shoe. And you can go back, you can read the receipts on it because they're definitely there. There are so many episodes where I was like, a predominantly white shoe is not my thing. The switch clicked this year. I don't know what it is. I watched one interview where John Mayer was wearing light colored denim and white shoes, and I was like, "Oh, I get it. That's how you do it. That's how you wear it." Yeah. So, man, I really want a pair bad. Thankfully, resell on them is not too crazy. It's literally got me, You can see it there. They can't see it. I'm bringing pairs of shoes into this room that I'm listing online for sale on Goat and eBay because I'm trying to free up the funds and the real estate to get a pair of these.
There you go.
I think I've already talked them to death in an episode. I already wrote a whole zine article on them, but just a really clean shoe. I really like the principles behind the shoe, the motivation, the level of care they took with the release, even though I kept missing out on it on their website. That's on me. That's not on them. So a shoe that I'm kicking myself for, but actively trying to get my hands on a pair of them.
There you go.
I think we said it, but it bears repeating. It's like one of two colorways that look good on the Jordan 3. It's this and the Black Cement. So I think that's why I love it so much, because I've lived a lot of my life thinking Black Cement 3 is going to be the only colorway I ever like on a Jordan 3.
Yeah, it is so weird. The Jordan 3 being not only such an iconic colorway, I mean silhouette to the Jordan collection, not a lot of hitters or not a lot of big colors that really hold the throne.
Cool grays that came out earlier this year weren't bad. Definitely not bad. I didn't love the Jumpman on the heel, and I didn't love, I think the little heel tab on it is yellow. I didn't love those details, but overall I thought cool gray was a good one. But I think you're very much right in that for such an iconic silhouette, how are there only even now three colorways that were really like, I guess I could see it, you know?
Yeah, they really do a lot of the, like, it's white and the bumpers are red. Now the bumpers are orange. And it's just, it's a weird thing that they use. But, man, that is a very good number one. I think, I think it you know, great silhouette. You've got a really big brand. It's a hype shoe. But like you said, not out of the world hype where, like, resale is, like, you know, putting a lien on your house.
Yep. So there you have it. Very surprisingly, our halfway through 2021 best sneaker releases of the year so far. Shockingly, all four of mine being collaborations. I'm sure no one saw that coming, but
not at all.
Unpredictable. We always keep you guessing, but let us know what you thought of the episode. Let us know what your list is. Did you think we get it right? Did you think we got it wrong? What did we completely miss? What did we rank too high? Hit us in the DMs on Instagram at Shoe Podcast with your feedback. We'll read through them all. Maybe we'll pick a couple winners and respond to them on the story even.
There you go.
While you're there, make sure you're dropping that follow. You can also catch us online at shoepodcast.com. Wherever you listen to the show, make sure you subscribe so you always get notified when the latest episodes come out. And we mentioned the last episode. I'll say it a couple times because it's good housekeeping. We updated the Patreon. No more $4 tier with a zine. Now it's just a $2 tier. $2. $2 a month. If you even halfway enjoy this show, consider it because you're going to forget about it. I don't even know that we're making money on that after the processing fees. We haven't had a whole month roll by yet. Probably charging too little, but whatever. It's general support of the show and early access to the video content, which I think the proof is in the pudding. I think the video episodes speak for themselves.
Oh my God. Yeah. It's crazy. Just seeing the first one, the quality that first episode came with, I was like, wow, this is the bar we're setting. Yeah. It's crazy.
But okay. I'll drop one more hint. Visual hint. Yeah. Visual hint. Cause they can't see it. Make sure you're following us on Instagram. Cause, in the words of every local band ever, big news coming. Big things coming soon, but this time we actually mean it because it's pretty close to done.
Yeah.
Keep an eye out. Long time in the coming.
Yeah. Been a project for a while. But yeah, another little teaser. If you've liked all the other things we've been putting out, you will love this. If you liked that, you'll love this. Exactly, and if you love that, then explicit words and verbiages for this.
Exactly. It's a family friendly show. We can't say those things.
Beep, beep, beep.
And on that little truck sound, it's time for us to close out the episode, but not until we get Tanner's review of the week, where Tanner's going to tell us about something in his life that we just need to know about.
Yeah. This is kind of for my office peeps. Honestly,
office the show or people who work in an office?
People who work in an office. Honestly, anybody who has a desk.
Okay.
Let me tell you what. If you have a desk, you have a computer. Guess what you're going to need? Okay, you're going to need a mouse pad, obviously, to put your mouse on. Okay? To have that zoomy zoom, that smooth motion of your mouse. Let me tell you what. Stop messing around. Get a full desk-sized mouse pad.
Really?
Full desk size. For if you now with you know, with COVID doing what it's doing, a lot of people may be still working from home. Maybe are trying to transition jobs to a full work from home position, on and off, however it may be. If you're doing a lot of Excel work, or if you're running through multiple different programs and you're kind of using your mouse a lot, I'm telling you right now, having a full desk mouse pad is it's noticeable how much it is going to help you whenever you're going around and you're working on your computer. You're not really having to make sure that you're centered on the mouse pad. Your whole desk kind of becomes that mouse pad. And little bonus tip, if you have a Bluetooth mouse, even more productivity, even more comfort. You're no longer having to rely on where your hand is on the desk due to kind of that cable. So having a full desk mouse pad and a Bluetooth mouse, I really think is going to give you that ergonomic feel. You can position your hand, whichever makes more comfortable specifically to your desk and how you have your PC set up.
Now, let me ask you real quick, as someone who's not familiar in this world, what's a baseline? How much should I be thinking I'm going to spend on a full desk mouse pad?
Honestly, you can go pretty expensive if you like. There are some that have honestly like wireless charging That's capabilities. Insane. So you can do, but honestly, $20.
Okay.
$20, $30 is essentially where you're gonna see. I would probably say no more than 60. Okay. So it's not a super high price point to get into. A regular full desk mouse pad is going to cost you probably anywhere between $15 to $25.
Okay. Let me tell you, listeners, we'll do you a special treat this week. We're going to get Tanner's recommended full desk mouse pad linked in the show notes. Ooh, we're also going to do a little collaboration. We will be reaching out to technology wizard and taste guru Ben Baker for his recommendation on full desk mouse pad. This is going to be tasteful. This is probably going to be home office only, but I think this is worth reaching out and figuring out what he thinks the people need. I've seen he's got one with a wrist guard on it, with a wrist rest on it, and very tasteful.
Yeah, we need to make sure we get a full description from him.
Yeah.
Whether he types it up or we type it up.
Maybe that'll be the next episode. It might be a whole episode. Yeah. I don't know. We'll see. All right. Well, on that note, keep an eye out next week for the next episode. That's going to do it for this week. We love you. We hope you're doing well. We'll be back soon, kitties. All right?
Mwah.
Yeah, on the forehead. Okay. No, when I said kitty, okay, on the forehead.
On the forehead, come on.
I don't listen to the episodes anymore to edit them, but this might be... I'm gonna just drop a marker in the program, and if I get to it, great, and if not, okay as well. All right, thanks for listening. We'll be back next week with another one. I'm your co-host, Ryan Landry.
I am your loving co-host, Tanner Young.
Well, loving, now it sounds like I'm not loving. I am loving, too.
Yeah, but I gave the kiss. All right, on the forehead.
Wrap it. All right.
Give him another one.
All right. One.
Eat your sandwich for lunch.
One, two, three.